Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser!
Ready to beat Migs. I know George from Bothell is. George, are you there?
I'm here.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, George has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What part of the plant is underground and absorbs water and nutrients?
Roots.
Correct. Emily Blunt co-stars along with what Barbie actor in the newly released movie The Fall Guy?
Ryan Gosling.
Correct. What kind of juice is typically in a tequila sunrise?
Lime.
No.
Pomegranate.
No.
Pineapple.
No. How many of the continents begin with the letter A?
One.
No.
Two, three.
No. Same name as an animal. What band had the mid-2000s hit song titled Feel Good, Inc.?
Gorillas.
Correct. What do white blood cells produce to help fight off infection?
Plasma.
No.
Pass.
Who played the title character in the late 90s movie Dr. Doolittle?
Eddie Murphy.
Yes. What zodiac sign is represented by an archer?
Aquarius.
No.
Pass.
What is the primary source of energy for our planet?
The sun.
Yes. George, you got 5 correct. You know.
Okay.
It's okay. Steve got 4 earlier and he tied. So.
Anything can happen.
And you know what?
It's been a while for me.
I am rooting for George.
Why?
Because he shares a name with your husband?
Yes. How did you know, Taryn?
Yeah, how did you know?
Just a wild guess.
I know.
I honestly thought it was George, your husband, on the phone at first. I was like, oh, this is getting interesting.
I would have freaked out. If he ever has the courage to call in, woohoo! He's going to win, no matter what. Steve.
Wow. Okay.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
What part of the plant is underground and absorbs water and nutrients?
The root?
Yes. Emily Blunt co-stars with what Barbie actor in the recently released movie The Fall Guy?
Oh, crap. Hey. Ryan Roland Smith.
No.
Not the Mariners analyst.
Nope.
Ryan Gosling?
Correct. What kind of juice is typically in a tequila sunrise?
I'm going to go grapefruit.
No.
Pineapple?
No.
Tequila?
Oh, no. How many of the continents begin with the letter A?
3.
No.
2.
No.
4.
Correct.
Yeah.
Same name as an animal. What band had the mid-2000s hit song titled Feel Good, Inc.?
The Gorillaz.
Correct. What do white blood cells produce to help fight off infection?
Lasers?
No.
No. Shields?
No.
Swords?
No. Who played the title character in the late 90s movie Dr. Dolittle?
Oh, Eddie Murphy.
Correct. What zodiac sign is represented by an archer?
Not that you care. My favorite zodiac sign, Orion.
What?
Oh, wait, that's a constellation.
So confident, though.
It's so wrong.
Brian. Steve. You got 5 correct, which is another tie.
Oh, F yourself.
5-5. Wow.
I'm sick of these ties.
Nice work, George.
We need sudden death overtime.
Steve.
Have a good one, George.
Oh, Brian. It's actually the best zodiac sign ever. It's Danny and I's sign.
Sagittarius.
Yeah, yeah. And what kind of juice is typically in a tequila sunrise, Taryn?
Orange juice.
Yes.
Why did I guess orange?
I don't know. And what do white blood cells produce to help fight off infection?
Is it platelets?
I don't know.
It's antibodies.
Oh, whatever.
Did I get to all the questions?
No. What is the primary source of energy for our planet?
Oh, money.
Well.
The sun.
There you go. If you got one, you would have won.
I wasted too much time on Ryan.
It was a rough weekend for a couple of rock stars as they both fell and bit it while performing at their concerts. And one of them is a Seattle rock legend. Who was it? We're going to tell you after Twisted Sister.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
Vince Neil face-planted during Motley Crue's gig in Atlantic City back on Friday. They were just starting into Wildside when he went down while running across the stage. But he was able to compose himself.
Have you seen the video of it?
It's pretty
freaky. It's so great.
Freaky.
Yeah, because John Fides all of a sudden got like the riff going. And you see Vince Neil, he's like, I'm feeling it. And he starts running to the other side of the stage. And I don't know what he tripped over, but he just bit it. And of course, all the crowd are just like, oh, is the old man going to be okay? He gets up, no problem, and then sings the song with or without vocal help. I'm not positive, but the mic was live. You heard the thud of the mic on the stage, so at least it proved that at times the microphone is live.
Well, he was not the only one.
I know.
Not
I
saw an injury
this one.
Or a potential injury. It was Mike McCready that also went down. He had a pretty scary moment when he fell off the stage while the band was playing in Vancouver, and this happened while they were playing the song Porch,
which I saw some headlines and they kept saying Mike McCready fell off the porch, which I thought was kind of I was so nervous. I was because I, over the weekend as a Pearl Jam fan, I spent a lot of time watching YouTube postings of people who were filming the concert. And dude, they sound great. First of all, it's I know I sound like an old man. It's incredible what cell phones can do these days. Like the video quality is phenomenal, especially people who are up close. And the audio is just almost as good as like a recording off the mixing board.
And I'm assuming you looked at the entire set list. What were your thoughts?
I thought the new song sounded phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
Like Wreckage and I think Setting Sun and a couple of the other, like Running, which is like a hard rocker. I thought all of the new songs sounded great live. And they played Chloe Dancer, Crown of Thorns, the Mother Love Bone cover. I know they typically do Crown of Thorns, the second part of that song, but they did the full thing with the piano intro and they sounded great. Eddie's voice sounds phenomenal.
Do you think we're going to get that song when they come to Seattle?
Probably not. I mean, they bounce around. I think we'll hear the new songs. We'll hear the ones that they keep doing, like Wreckage and like, you know, Running and things along those lines. But I don't know if we'll hear Chloe Dancer, Crown of Thorns. I'm kind of bummed they missed out on the Vancouver show because of that. But yeah, the moment with Mike McCready while they're doing Porch, I was watching and I didn't know he fell at the time because I was just watching the performance. And that's one of my all-time favorite Pearl Jam songs. And there he is getting into the solo, and he just falls right off of the stage. And I'm like, oh, my God. The crew guy comes over and just, like, picks him back up. Luckily, it wasn't that bad of a drop. Eddie checks up on him. Mike McCready, like the rock star that he is, who cares he's in his 60s or pushing 60, just starts shredding.
Yeah.
Didn't even care.
Not even fazed.
No, I'm sure it was hurting.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it was more ego or more like physically hurting, but you know, like that's the last thing you want, especially during a guitar solo when all eyes are on Mike McCready and he just, I don't think he realized where the stage had a dip.
Oof. Well, the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs are now in the second round and the Toronto Maple Leafs once again disappointed their fans by getting beat in the first round. And many of their fans are extra mad at one of the players for referring to himself and his teammates as gods. You're going to hear who said that as we go straight to the comments at 8:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
The Toronto Maple Leafs playoff hopes ended in an overtime game, game 7, against the Boston Bruins. They lost the game 2-1.
I was so conflicted because part of me wants to see the Bruins always lose. But I have this weird thing where if the Maple Leafs get out of the first round and none of my teams are in it, then I want to see them win the Stanley Cup. But I root for them to lose in the first round because they historically always lose in the first round, no matter how good the team is. And the look of just disappointment on Maple Leafs fans is comedy. It's just pure comedy.
Well, after this game, Maple
Unless
Leafs...
you're a Maple Leafs fan, then you probably just hate everything about the season.
Without question.
Yeah.
So afterwards, the Maple Leafs player Mitch Marner talked to the media.
What does it mean to you to be a Maple Leaf?
It means the world. Obviously, we're looked upon as... you know, kind of gods here, to be honest, and you know, something that you really appreciate, and the love that you get here from this fan base and this tension is you know, kind of none like any other. So
I understand what he means, but even he paused and he thought, yeah, this is a good idea to refer to ourselves as gods.
And then his publicist is like, no.
Like, I get, like, you guys are massive celebrities in Toronto. Like, they are like Seahawks players. Like, you know, or like whatever, like, a big star in your town is. The Maple Leafs are that in Toronto. But referring yourself as gods after you just lost in the playoffs again is a bad call.
Many on social media were not too pleased with them losing in the playoffs and not getting out of the first round even, but more annoyed with him referring to himself as a god. So let's, of course, go straight to the comments.
Yeah, we came across a few of these social media posts after that video was posted up there, and it sent them to Jason, our production director, a.k.a. Veggie Dog, a.k.a. VD, and I've never been more excited to hear him reenact some of these comments because people are having a field day on Mitch Marner, who's a good player.
Mm-hmm.
Bad choice of words, and I understand that he probably didn't mean it that way, but fans, of course, not too happy, so let's go straight to the comments. Are you ready for the first comment?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Known as gods? You're known for choking in the playoffs, LOL, LOL, every single year.
That sums up what life is like being a Toronto Maple Leafs fan. Here's our next comment.
Mitch Marner is a god, said literally no one ever.
I feel so bad for Mitch. Why do I feel bad for a multimillionaire? I don't know.
He's doing fine.
But I kind of feel bad for this guy.
Off, Mitch. The Leafs should just trade into some stupid-ass team. Like the Kraken.
Oh, no. Rude.
I wouldn't mind him on our team. You know, if the Kraken got that guy, you know what it would be like? Having a god on our team.
Oh.
It's a pretty good player. I'd take him. Just keep a microphone away from him.
Gods? You clown! You're a bunch of beta soy boys more concerned about doing TV commercials and hanging out with Justin Bieber than actually playing hockey!
I always love the people who refer to other people as betas. Those are the alpha bros right there. A beta soy boy hanging out with Justin Bieber. Okay. Bieber loves the Maple Leafs.
Of course.
And soy boys.
Yeah. God. Honestly makes sense. When you need them most, they don't show up.
Ooh.
That was a very deep,
ouch,
deep statement right there on many levels. Some people would disagree.
Hey, Marner, God creates miracles. You do not.
Now we're going down the God road. This is great. We got a couple more in you?
Oh, yeah.
All right, here we go. Here's another comment about Mitch Marner referring to him and his teammates on the Toronto Maple Leafs as gods, even though they've been eliminated from the playoffs in the first round yet again.
Makes sense. God rested on his seventh day, too.
They lost in the seventh game.
These are golden.
Pretty good stuff. We got one more. You ready?
Yes.
F*** him. F***-ass bitch.
Okay. I mean, that pretty much sums up every single Toronto Maple Leafs fan right now and how they're feeling. But the Vancouver Canucks are still in it. Tomorrow, you watch them play.
Do we get to pull for them now?
I still don't view them as our rivals just yet.
Yeah.
We haven't had any massive beef with them as Kraken fans, so I'm still okay with them.
Yeah.
I mean, over time, it'll happen.
I would still say that Vegas is more of our rival than Vancouver.
And who got eliminated?
Yeah.
The Vegas Golden Knights, baby. That's what's up.
Well, what do you guys think was picked as the greatest power ballad of all time? You'll be surprised by what came in at number one. Hell, even what came in at number two. And we will tell you all about it after the Beastie Boys.
The Daily Mix Show.
UltimateClassicRock.com ranked the 50 greatest power ballads in rock history.
Are you a fan of power ballads?
I mean, I can get down on a power ballad. It's
when
fine.
I was younger, I used to get so mad because all of my favorite metal bands, and I'll never forget it. Like this was their strategy: put out two bangers of songs, like two awesome metal songs, and then the third song they would release as a single was always the damn cheesy ballad.
Now we're gonna slow it down for you, Steve Miggs.
I know, and I would get so mad. I'm like, I just want you to rock, Poison. I don't know why Poison was the band, but to me, they were rocking until they gave us "Every Rose Has Its Thorn."
Well, on the list of top power ballads, this song comes in at number one.
All right. I was going to say, I have never been a big fan of power ballads, but then I, like, when I was pulling the music for this whole list, I was like, absolutely not.
Oh!
On this one.
Danny's throwing shade at Prince?
No, on this entire list, but yes, also on Prince. And also, I would like to say that Sarah had the biggest look of disgust the entire time, too. So, I think we're just not big Prince fans.
I literally was like, why are you bringing down the room like this, Danny?
You know what the funny thing is? I do like that song. It's like one of the few. I'm not a big Prince fan either. Like, but I always thought that song was pretty cool. Like, I always liked, like, bands that cover it, but I just don't view it as a power ballad. For me, you have to be a metal band to put out a power ballad. Like hair metal, yeah, heavy metal, rock and roll.
There has to be a big transition there.
I don't know why I've created like this criteria for a power ballad, but I would never have picked that one and even in the top 20.
Okay, what about this one at number two?
I mean, Taryn's feeling it.
Oh. Toe tapper, Taryn.
I love this song.
Seattle's own heart.
Yes.
That's pretty cool, though, that they're number two.
I mean, listen to these notes she's hitting. It's ridiculous.
Not my cup of tea.
Okay, how about song number three on the list of the top power ballads?
All right. We're one for three. This is a great power ballad. It's got two guitar solos. The music video is ridiculous.
And the second guitar solo goes on forever.
I didn't know I had two in it.
The song goes on forever.
It's like a 7-minute banger.
I think November Rain is the one that has two guitar solos.
Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
Right?
Here we have number four on the list of the top power ballads.
I don't think of this as a power ballad.
I don't either. I think it's too fast, honestly.
I don't know why, but I've never viewed this as a ballad. Like,
Faithfully by Journey would be a great power ballad.
Put this up against all their other songs.
You don't like this song, though, right?
I don't like this band.
Oh, we have Ryan Castle walking in.
All right.
It's
I happen to be grabbing a cup of coffee, and here's the problem. I am a power ballad connoisseur.
Okay. How are you feeling so far in these four?
Not great. That's not great. And I'm going to agree with you on Journey Lights. It's a stronger choice.
Great call.
Yeah. Just compared to the...
Faithfully? Oh, come on.
Faithfully is so
That's
good.
A power ballad.
Don't Stop Believing is on par for like the tempo of all their other songs. Yeah. I don't feel like they're slowing it down with Don't Stop Believing.
It's not a power ballad. Bullcrap.
Okay, how do you feel about this one, Ryan Castle, number five on the list of top power ballads? I want to know.
That's a great jam.
Get your lighters out.
Or like screw Journey, but Foreigner, man.
That's right.
Let's freaking go.
Wait, if I'm going to get a corporate rock power ballad, it's going to be this one from Foreigner.
Man, so far, I feel like we're only one good power ballad. That's November Rain.
That would have been number one on my list.
So far.
Yeah.
Number six on the list of the top power ballads.
Okay. Well, I put this at number one.
This song is specifically the reason every band after Motley Crue's Theater of Pain came out had to have a power ballad on their album. I mean, this was the beginning of the 80s rock power ballad movement right here.
You know what I'd also put on it?
Oh, yeah. Or how about I Remember You from Skid Row? Oh. That's a great power ballad.
And I mean, we want to goof on them, but Every Rose Has Its Thorn, better than Journey.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's better than Journey, but it certainly fits the criteria.
I stand by what I say. It's a hot take. Poison, greater than Journey.
How would you like to beat Steve? He is currently 111 wins, 28 losses, and 19 ties in 2024. 206-803 Rock. We'll play Beat Migs at 8:50.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.